First and 10. Christian, play action. Deep drop. Rolls out to the left. Passes. Caught. Carlson wide open. 15, 10, 5. Get in! Touchdown! That's John Carlson's first touchdown with the Minnesota Vikings. It is a 28-yard score. Ponder to Carlson.
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. It's the Minnesota Vikings and the Seattle Seahawks coming up a little later today. I'm Paul Allen, joined by Minnesota Vikings tight end John Carlson for the Xfinity Player Breakdown. John, with a huge game against the Redskins a couple of Thursdays ago, also played 4 years for the Seattle Seahawks, and you also played for Coach Pete Carroll. What do you think of the culture Pete establishes with the Seattle Seahawks?
You know, he's all about competition and practice, and you know, I think you can see it carrying over into the games. Those guys are so competitive, and at times it comes off as you know, arrogance, but that's the culture that he's trying to create there. A lot of young guys that are trying to earn a spot and prove themselves, and obviously they've done really well with that. They have a great team, and it'll be a tremendous challenge for us.
I don't want to turn this into Seattle Seahawks fan line, but just in closing on this, the team has not lost at CenturyLink for nearly 2 years. You played there. You won a playoff game there, that big beast mode game against New Orleans. What makes it so difficult for teams to win there? I know Seattle's good, but Seattle's better now than it was a couple of years ago, and it still was winning a lot of games there.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a combination of things. One is the mentality that Pete has created there. You know, they believe they're going to win every game. And if you have that belief, that's 90%, I think, of getting a win. And then secondly, they have that the crowd noise. The stadium is kind of two bowls that funnels all the noise down on the field. And the fans there are rabid fans. They make a lot of noise, much like our fans here in the Metrodome. So it'll be a great environment for football.
And the fans definitely were rabid a couple of Thursdays ago for the Litchfield, Minnesota native John Carlson. Had his biggest game as a Viking, 7 catches, 98 yards, and a sweet touchdown where he had to leap for the end zone at the end. After a year and change here, specifically your first year, which was very difficult for you, got that concussion in training camp, probably got lost in the shuffle a little bit. Mm-hmm. How great did that game against the Redskins feel for you?
It was fun. You know, it's the injury thing is frustrating at times, and a lot of times it's out of your control. You know, we work as hard as we can in the off season to be durable and to be on the field. But when you miss time like I missed last year, it's not ideal, especially joining a new team where the staff doesn't know what you can do. So it was fun to have an opportunity with Kyle being hurt, and you know, we want him back on the field because of what he's able to do for our team. But it was great to get the win, and to be able to contribute to the win was kind of the cherry on top.
You and Kyle Rudolph have become quite close the last year and change, mm-hmm. haven't you?
Yeah, we have. He's a young guy that's a tremendous talent that is going to do big things in this league, and it's fun to be a part of what he's doing. I helped recruit him to Notre Dame, so I take credit for him being, you know, who he is now. That's all
right.
On me.
Pro Bowl MVP.
Yeah, exactly.
All you.
Exactly. That's on me.
Yeah.
But I remember taking him to the movies. We went and saw the 300 when he was like a 17-year-old kid. And
that's great. Out of Cincinnati, right?
Exactly. A fifth-year senior. My wife and I took him to the movies with some other people, and I think Sully was probably along on that trip.
Yeah.
So he's accomplished a lot, and it's been fun to be part of that.
Last one. Outside of some guys like Red Bryant, Brandon Mebane, a few other guys with whom you played when you were there, a lot of turnover on the Seattle defense, but you know it inside and out. You've seen it on film now for a couple of games last year and this year. What are some ways to beat this nice, deep defense?
Well, they've got a fantastic defense. They're aggressive and tough up front, and we all know about their secondary. They've got all pros in the secondary. So it'll be a great challenge for us. We need to be physical and do the things we do well. We need to be able to run the football and be efficient in the passing game. So it starts up front. We have to be physical and match their intensity.